So now let's talk about a master lease option, okay? This is a very exciting way to tie up a property. And it's a very intelligent way to tie up a property, particularly if you've got a property that's not stabilized, number one, needs repairs, number two, maybe needs to be spruced up, not a great candidate for bank financing today, but once you've managed it for a while and handled it and improved it, you can refinance it out or purchase it, I'd rather, and get good long-term debt on it. You want to do a master lease option. Basically, what you're doing is you're leasing the entire property with an option to buy at a particular price. And there's some big advantages. And then you sublease out the units to the tenants. And you're basically leasing the entire property and subleasing to the tenants, okay? And you control the property. You have the ability to make improvements, to improve the vacancy, to raise the rents, whatever. You control it. And you make the decisions. You decide what the rent will be. You make repairs. And it's kind of similar to seller financing in a way, but certainly you don't have to pay as much money up front. It's a win-win for you and the seller. For you, you can get in with little or no money, and no money is not out of the question. This happens sometimes. You get a tired, beat-up seller. They may consider, if you're reputable enough and your ability to influence is strong enough. I've seen several no money down lease, master lease option deals, but invariably you can get in much less than you would normally. And often lead to seller financing as well. You can have the conversation about that down the road once you've tied up the property, or you get new financing when you exercise your option. You've improved the property and you exercise your option. And if you can't turn it around, you just don't close on it. So it's a lot less risky than purchasing a property. So this can be a great tool and a great methodology to purchase properties and tie them up. And the benefits to the seller are pretty big too. They don't have to do any work anymore. They don't have to deal with the management. They don't pay for repairs. They still get the tax benefits from owning the property, and they still get monthly cash flow. So, you know, this is really your ability to sell and influence what you're capable of and what you can do to improve the property and show them the benefits and the features of doing one of these for them. And it's all going to relate to your confidence in this material and in real estate, commercial multifamily real estate in general, and with, you know, your competence, which will build your confidence, and then that will enhance your ability to influence. But these deals are very, very powerful. I know many people that have done them and very successfully. And I know stories where people have tied up an apartment complex in a master lease option. A year later, they've improved it. They pull $700,000 out. I mean, that's what's possible utilizing this creative strategy. Now, here's ways to reduce the down payment when you're buying a property. And they're pretty simple and they're very powerful, okay? One of the ways that I've done personally was I got cash for repairs at closing. In fact, I did it on this place. I got 50 grand when I purchased this place towards repairs. And you can do that with commercial property. This happens to be my home, but you can do it with commercial property. And it's very, very powerful because you can use that towards the down payment. So you get a repair credit. Then you can also use rents and monthly income to make those needed repairs over a period of time. So some other ways are close early in the month, okay? If you close on the second or third of the month, you get credit for the rents, okay? And so you'll basically get that cash in a credit which offsets the amount of money you have to bring to closing, okay? And so that's I always recommend you close on the second or third of the month. Very important. Then you can have service companies prepay you, so particularly laundry businesses. They want to get your business and they will prepay you for it and get that money up front. So that's another little tip. Great job today. I know that was a lot and you hung with it. So we covered how to finance your deals, all the different ways you can do that. We also covered how to talk to and work with banks. I think the questions you need to ask yourself, and get answered from the bank. We touched on seller financing again because how important it is. And we talked about using a master lease option to buy and some other creative strategies. Thank you guys for all your comments and your questions. Please continue to leave them so we can serve you better. So I also want to interject something here before we move on that I feel is critically important in your business and in your life for that matter. And that is remembering the importance of small, regular improvements in your life. If you're not growing, you're dying. So please be sure to watch this clip on the power of constant and never-ending improvement. Today we're going to talk about the power of constant and never-ending improvement, or as my mentor Tony Robbins calls it, CANI, C-A-N-I. Tony came up with this phrase or acronym by modeling Dr. Edwards Deming, who brought this philosophy to the Japanese years ago. The Japanese, they actually called it Kaizen, K-A-I-Z-E-N. The word Kaizen comes from the Japanese word Kai, K-A-I, which means change, and Zen, which means good, good change put together. And I'm here to tell you that it is. Dr. Deming felt that the secret to business success was to enroll every single employee in an organization to commit to constant and never-ending improvement, and it was an incredible success. The power of constant and never-ending improvement comes from its simplicity. It's not hard to make micro improvements in different areas of your life. They're not painful, and when you continually make small improvements over a period of time, they can have a massive impact on the different areas of your life. So let's talk about the different areas of your life. Your intimate relationship, for example, making improvements there. Your finances, your business, your real estate career, your family, your children, your friends, your health. Just making micro improvements in every one of those areas. I literally plan my week every week and think about these different areas of my life and think about things I can do to improve each of these areas. I do it every Sunday night, like clockwork. You know, what minor improvements can you make in each of these different areas in your life? What small thing can you do to wow your spouse, for example, or create a magic moment with your child? Or what could you do in your business, different parts of your business, your work? Like I said, cumulatively, these small improvements, when you take them out over time, they literally create massive impact and change. So I want to improve my relationship with my wife, which is already fantastic, but like anything, can always be better. So I decided every morning to write in a journal. I bought this beautiful leather-bound journal, and every morning I'd write in there a full page about what I loved about her. And you know, it was a small thing that only took me a few minutes every morning, but after 3 months of it, I filled up this complete journal. And not only did the small thing get me to focus on what I loved about her every day, and sometimes I was hard, sometimes I was mad at her, but she could feel the fact that I was doing this, even though she didn't know I was doing it, because of what I was focused on, because it came through in how I treated her. Because as you know, what you focus on is your reality. And to round it out, I gave her that journal for her birthday. And I'm sure you can imagine how well received that was. So this was a little thing. And so what little thing can you do on a regular basis for your spouse or for your children or for your employees or coworkers? What little improvement could you make at work? How I implement this strategy of constant, never-ending improvement, you know, one of my companies is that I get all our employees together at least once a quarter, and I buy them lunch, and we put up an easel. You know, we put up just a paper easel, large paper sheets on it. We get those pieces of paper that you can pull off and stick to the wall. And then I get one of my employees that can write quickly and legibly to write down on that easel. And we go around and we ask everybody for ideas for improvement. Nobody's allowed, and this is a little thing we have, nobody's allowed to second guess any of those ideas. In fact, we have a penalty of $20 for anybody that questions an idea. So the ideas keep free flowing. They're just going up there. They're writing down. If you have your own business and you want to score points with whoever you work for, you know, listen carefully now. So we go around and we ask for ideas for improvement in every area of our business, the marketing, the sales, the accounting, our operations. How can we improve the customer experience? And everybody there contributes. And I give away big prizes for the best ideas for improvement. I mean, over the years, I've given away cruises and thousands of dollars to the best ideas that come out of these sessions. So everybody looks forward to them and participates in them. But what's astounding? We literally implement 60% of the ideas that are presented by our staff. And it's easy when you're planning big goals like I know that you are to sometimes feel a little overwhelmed by the size of them, but there's nothing overwhelming about making small little micro improvements in the different areas of your life. You know, these small improvements towards your goals, you know, they'll make them more manageable.
They'll give you momentum and satisfaction and fulfillment and give you a greater chance of success. Remember, success is the journey. It's not a destination. And these small little personal improvements accelerate your personal growth and satisfaction. So ask yourself, how can I make things better? How can I show those that I care about more love? Maybe you want to learn something, improve your sales skills or your ability to communicate. Or maybe you want to be a better cook, play a larger role at your church, or manage your money better. Maybe it's just a commitment to read a little bit every night on a subject that's important to you or that forwards you. Or at the very least, when you plan your week every week, as I'm sure you do, think about every area of your life and what's a small improvement you could implement that week in that area. Commit to becoming better and better in every area of your life, and I promise you the results will be astounding.
So in the next module, we're going to cover writing offers on properties and how to do it by submitting the LOI I talked about. Remember the letter of intent, and then moving into a contract, having an attorney write a contract. Then we're going to cover the due diligence process in detail. Very important. So you don't make a mistake and you don't close on a property you shouldn't close on. And you know, you make sure that what you're buying, you're really getting what you're buying. And then we're going to also talk about third-party reports, what they are and why you need them. We're going to go over the whole property inspection process. See you there.